Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. This is what we do on Tuesday nights, sometimes at 10 o'clock, sometimes at 11 o'clock. It's been later. That's happened before. It will happen again. It's what we do when we take over the airwaves and we talk soccer in Atlanta. We talk soccer all over the state of Georgia, all over the Southeast, all over the United States, and right now all over the world, because the summer of soccer is in full swing. We've got the Gold Cup going on right now, Canada making their debut in the Gold Cup tournament. They're 0-0 with Honduras in Vancouver at the moment. We'll talk about Canada and their ambitions. We'll talk about the Gold Cup and the U.S. men's national team in the next segment. We're going to talk about Atlanta United a little bit in the 3-4-3. Atlanta United last time out. And it feels like forever ago, even though Thursday is not even a week ago. But man, there's been so much going on since then. And I don't really want to talk about that game too much because it was not good. And we have talked about it on the full-time report. And we have talked about it multiple times on the station this weekend and into this week. It was a very bad day at the office for Atlanta United. They are on a little bit of a break. They return to training on Friday. And they'll get ready for a match on Wednesday of next week in Columbus, Ohio against the Crew. Atlanta Soccer Tonight will be on location from Central Ohio next Tuesday night. And then, depending on if Miami gets out of the group stage in the Club World Cup, which they have an opportunity to do so, if they don't, then Atlanta United, not this weekend, but the following weekend, will play them in Fort Lauderdale. If Miami gets out of the group stage, then that schedule is going to change and everything will be TBD. All right, the big thing going on right now that is getting a lot of conversation, a lot of hot takes, a lot of talking points being thrown around, the FIFA Club World Cup. Hopefully you had a chance to make it out last night, or yesterday afternoon. I think afternoon is the key part of this, to Mercedes-Benz Stadium as Chelsea defeated LAFC 2-0. I thought it was a really entertaining game, and I saw it very differently than some in the media did. Most of those media that saw it in a very slanted way originate out of the United Kingdom. I thought it was a pretty even game. I thought LAFC played well. They were not good enough inside the attacking third. Denny Boanga was bottled up pretty well by Reece James and Malo Gusto. And Chelsea was better in the attacking third. They had two opportunities where they were able to beat Hugo Lloris. A really good play from Pedro Neto after a nice ball from Nicholas Jackson to play him in. Neto sent Ryan Hollingsworth on the slip and slide and then beat Lloris at the near post. A great finish. I like the second goal even better with Liam Delap coming into the match but drifting out wide. Put in a cross to Enzo Fernandez, who made the run to take the space that Delap left. And it's a really good finish from Enzo to bring it down in traffic in front of goal and put it home. Two good goals for Chelsea. LAFC had their opportunities when it was 1-0. They had opportunities to level it. They just could not quite get it done. I thought it was entertaining. A lot of the talk instead has been about attendance. Well, last time I checked, Los Angeles, it's a pretty long flight to Atlanta, about 5 hours. They had about 2 weeks and 2 days, I think 16 days in total, for LAFC fans to get plane tickets, get off work, get it sorted out, and make the trip to Atlanta to support their team. And some did, and full credit to them, because I thought they made the atmosphere really good at the Benz yesterday. I don't care what the number was. They made it really fun atmosphere in the building. A lot of people have talked about the attendance at that game and a few other games rather than the games and the soccer and the good things about it. Because if we're going to talk about a negative with attendance, you have to talk about 80,000 plus at the Rose Bowl. And yes, you have to talk about the actual soccer that was on display in the 80,000 plus and not a few players complaining about it being too hot when it was 85 degrees with no humidity. If 85 degrees with no humidity is the new bar for it being uncomfortably hot and affecting everybody, wow, go tell people who play professionally in Africa that. Go tell people who play professionally in Central America that. Like, really? That's where we're at now? It's been frustrating. And Max Bretos, Apple TV commentator, he called games for Fox Soccer Channel. He called games for ESPN. He called games for LAFC. Max is one of the really good guys in the league, and he's somebody that we've gotten to see and know over the years out on the road. Max posted a really good story on his Instagram. I shared it on mine. There's a lot of people right now in the game that are missing the point, and everything is focused on either something negative, trying to maybe manufacture something negative at times. Everything's about the click, the hot take, not about the actual soccer. And look, if you're missing out on the Club World Cup because of I don't know. I mean, take your pick. There, people are coming up with some wild things about this. You can not watch if you don't want to. That's completely fine. I think it's been a real shame that there are people who have led you to believe that this tournament wouldn't be any good. Well, it is. It's been very enjoyable. I enjoyed watching Mamelodi Sundowns and Ulsan of South Korea, two teams that I'd never seen play in my life. I enjoyed the game. It was different. There were things about the way that the teams played that were different. I was entertained even after an hour weather delay. I've been entertained by quite a few games in this tournament. Even the scoreless draw that opened the thing with Miami and Al Ahly in Hard Rock Stadium in downtown, or not in downtown, but in Miami in South Florida. It was a really entertaining game. The tournament has lived up on the field to everything that you hoped it would be. And that's what we love about this game. It's why we love World Cups. And yeah, this is a club World Cup. It's a little different, but this is what we love about it. You see teams, you see players, you see styles of play, you see things in the game that you don't normally see. This is why we love the game. We don't love the game because every team plays the exact same way. If every team reverted to 1983 and played a 4-4-2 and bombed it long and looked for the knockdown and defended in a low block and everybody did the exact same thing and everybody played the exact same way, that wouldn't be enjoyable. There's nothing about that that screams fun to me. I like to see guys like Pedro Neto from Chelsea be a little bit of the villain and kind of start some nonsense with players from the opposing team. I didn't really like Nicolas Figal going in with a really nasty challenge to get a red card. But that Boca Juniors Benfica game, come on, man. That was a 2-2. It finished 10-10. Boca scored two in the first half in the first 30 minutes. Their crowd, amazing. The Argentines who made the trip, the Argentines who are in the U.S. and made the trip, amazing atmosphere. And then Benfica came storming back, and it was two Argentines who scored the goals to level it. Great storylines all over the map in that game. It was wonderful. And you had villains, you had heroes, you had all of it. It was great. River Plate today, they beat Urawa Red Diamonds of the J-League. Sebastian Drusi used to be with Austin FC. He scored, but was injured, landed on his ankle kind of funky. Marcos Acuna, he had two assists. River won 3-1 at Lumen Field in Seattle. That was a noon local kickoff, and there's been some talk about the size of the crowd there, but if you actually listened to the crowd, it's pretty cool. The Japanese fans who came out, amazing. The River fans who were there, amazing. Was such a cool atmosphere, and it's not one that we normally get to experience. This is why we love this game. This is why we love World Cups. You get to experience different aspects of the game. What I will just beg of you, if you are listening to me and you're a soccer fan and you enjoy this, and I would hope that if you consider yourself a soccer fan, you actually enjoy the game. But if you enjoy this and you enjoy the sport, don't let talking heads take you away from that joy. Don't let talking heads who want to create drama between Christian Pulisic and Mauricio Pochettino, or only talk about Christian Pulisic, or the U.S. loses two games and everybody's screaming and yelling, ah, this seems terrible, it's terrible, terrible. And then they win 5-0 in the Gold Cup over the weekend. And oh, no, that's not good enough. What? I mean, what are we doing? Don't let those people affect how you feel about the game and what you enjoy. This is what I love about soccer so much. There's a game right now, Canada and Honduras. It's on. Canada's already scored. They almost scored again. Cool scenes in Vancouver with the crowd going nuts. Canada is a team that is on the rise. Good storylines there. Good players coming up through Canada. Cool. I can watch that. I can enjoy that. I can flip on earlier Mamelodi Sundowns and Ulsan, players that I'd never seen before. Two teams that I've heard of, and I know a little bit of their story to get here because I am a bit of a student of the game, but two teams that I didn't know what to expect. And I was entertained. I was entertained by things that we saw in the Mexico-Dominican Republic Gold Cup game. The Dominican Republic going for it at the end, pushing Mexico to the limit. This is what's so wonderful about this game, is you can enjoy it by watching one team and one team only and have a good time. You can enjoy it by watching all the different games and all the different things and have a good time. You can pick and choose. You can watch games at all times of the day. You can watch games from all over the world. You can see how different cultures, different countries, different players interpret the game, interpret different positions. This is what I love about the game. I think it's what most people love about the game. Don't let people go ahead and make decisions for you on what's good and what isn't good, what's cool and what isn't cool. Don't fall for that. You can get into whatever you want to in this game. Really good one that just finished, Monterrey and Inter in the Club World Cup. Sergio Ramos scored a goal for Monterrey, gave them the lead. Inter got one back on a really well-worked goal. Lautaro Martinez finished that. And Monterrey nearly beat Inter. They had a lot of opportunities in the second half. Inter had opportunities too. That finishes 1-1. That's a big surprise, a big result. Fluminense and Borussia Dortmund earlier today. Everybody expected Dortmund to roll in that one. I thought Fluminense was the better team. It was a scoreless draw. Rainy day at MetLife Stadium. The Brazilians outshot Borussia Dortmund 14-7, but Dortmund had more of the possession. Two absolutely contrasting styles of play. Very entertaining. I think the MLS teams in this tournament in the Club World Cup have played well. I mentioned Miami. Thought they were good. Defensively, it's going to be a huge issue. But every team in that group is on 1 point. Nobody scored any goals in Group A. It's going to be a really fun one on Thursday with Miami and Porto. That's the most difficult matchup for Miami. If they get anything out of it, they will go into the final game in the group stage with an opportunity to get through. They'll have to play Palmeiras, two difficult teams left for Miami. But they showed that they can attack. Oscar Ustari, you're going to have him stand on his head like he did in the opener. But Lionel Messi nearly scored two wonder goals. They're getting Jordi Alba back, it looks like, for Thursday. That's a big return for the Herons. Seattle, they didn't start well. They didn't have a good first half. They gave up two goals to Botafogo, the defending Copa Libertadores champions. But a really good second half for Seattle. They could have leveled it. They ended up getting it to 2-1, but they couldn't get it any further. Seattle's got the toughest group. They got to play Atleti and they got to play PSG the rest of the way. It doesn't look good for the Sounders, but I thought the second half fight back was really impressive. And we talked about LAFC and how well they competed against Chelsea. LAFC can beat Esperance of Tunisia, I think. I think they can handle that. The game of Flamengo, that's going to be a wide-open game and a very entertaining one. I think LAFC can hit Flamengo on the break, but I think Flamengo can score goals against LAFC. So that one could be one to keep an eye on as we continue on in the Club World Cup. Tomorrow, two teams that we're really looking forward to seeing, Manchester City and Real Madrid. They start the tournament tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about them. We'll talk a little bit about the Gold Cup. We'll talk a little bit about all the soccer going on in the summer of soccer right now, all over the United States and honestly, all over the world. That's all coming up on the other side of the break. You're listening to Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore We're talking summer of soccer. We're getting caught up on everything going on in the Gold Cup, in the Club World Cup, everything happening worldwide at the moment. The 3-4-3 coming up in the last segment of the show. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game. The first segment, I was kind of griping about things that don't make me smile about this game. A lot of negativity, a lot of toxicity. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way that the English media works and our soccer media kind of takes its cues from that. A lot of the English media are very down on the Club World Cup and down on the competition that you're seeing in it. Although you're starting to see the teams from other continents give the European teams a run for their money. I think you're seeing some European teams that are really getting into this and European fans that are really getting into this competition. But right now, the Club World Cup, the heart and soul of it has been the River fans, the Boca fans, the Urawa Red Diamonds fans, even the Mamelodi Sundowns fans, which weren't in huge numbers, by the way, because that's a long trip from South Africa to play in Orlando. But they were out there during the weather delay making all kinds of noise. The LAFC fans who made the trip. And it really feels like it's the rest of the world other than the European teams that are really getting into the spirit of this tournament. And I love to see that. And I'd love to see everybody else catch on. Are the European teams the best teams in the world? Yes. Why? They have the most money. So the best players end up gravitating there because they get paid the best. It's not rocket science. It's not difficult. It's not hard to understand. But I like to see that they're getting tested by teams like Fluminense and Borussia Dortmund today, like Monterrey and Inter today. I like to see the teams from this hemisphere really give them a good run for their money. It's exciting. Can anybody give Manchester City and Real Madrid a run for their money in this tournament? These are the two that I had coming into it as the two that I felt like were the most, that had the most to prove coming into it, because they had poor seasons by their standards. Trophies were not plentiful for either one, and they had disappointing years. Real Madrid, new manager, Xabi Alonso, he's in charge. Manchester City, not a new manager. Pep Guardiola still there, but a lot of new to City. Let's start with Madrid. Xabi Alonso has been there for a couple of weeks training now with the group. He praised the instant impact of the signings that they've added ahead of the tournament. Trent Alexander-Arnold from Liverpool, Dean Huijsen from Bournemouth. You get them into this team. He called them top players. They make their debut in the tournament against Al Hilal of Saudi Arabia tomorrow, first game in Group H. Xabi is not going to criticize Carlo Ancelotti. I think Ancelotti did kind of lose the, it's not the respect, because I think he was incredibly well respected. Maybe he got tuned out a little bit by some of the players. Maybe Kylian Mbappe coming into the team destabilized it a bit from what it had been the year before, where they won everything. I don't know. But Xabi talked about what he wants it, how he wants it to be different under Real Madrid for him. And he talked about the distances between players with and without the ball. He said, we have to be better positioned to have the ball and to win it back. The team needs to be more compact. And the tournament for Real Madrid, for Xabi Alonso, he said, I'm sure that on the last day of the tournament, we'll be a better team. Now, Madrid has played Al Hilal in the previous format of this tournament, beat them in the final 5-3, the highest scoring match under the old format. Al Hilal are the underdogs in this. By far, no question about it. But in their domestic campaign in Saudi Arabia, they scored 95 goals in 34 games. They are unbeaten in their last five games. This is a very good team in Al Hilal. They're not at the level of Real Madrid. Again, big difference. Although the Saudi clubs are spending money that's in a pretty big way. Not big way like Real Madrid, who dropped somewhere in the region of $10 million to get two extra weeks of Trent Alexander-Arnold before his contract was up. I wanted to check the odds really quickly on this one, and we will look at our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook for Real Madrid and Al Hilal to see what this looks like. I'm just curious as to how big of a favorite Real Madrid is. Minus 370. Al Hilal is a plus 850 to win, plus 470 in the draw. It's pretty sizable in terms of the favorites here. Real Madrid is the favorite by a big margin. Manchester City, they play Wydad of Morocco tomorrow to open things up. That's the noon kick in Philadelphia. I'll be curious to see what the crowd looks like. Will people complain about it? Probably. I also think one other element to the crowd here in Atlanta, because we're obsessed with attendance when it fits the narrative that we want it to fit, right? People have skipped over the attendance numbers for Major League Soccer growing and growing and growing every year because they want to talk about a TV rating, because the attendance narrative doesn't help them there. But they want to talk about the attendance narrative in Atlanta for the Chelsea game, but then skip it for the PSG game, or not actually talk about how that was on a Sunday afternoon, not a Monday afternoon. See what I'm saying? There's lots of different narratives that you can fill if you want to. I think one question that I have, Chelsea and Manchester City, two teams that are playing here in Atlanta, two teams that are... Chelsea's been at the top of the English power rankings for a while now, a couple decades. Manchester City, maybe one decade less. They're not the generational favorite teams in this country from England. I wonder if they're not quite as big of a draw as maybe they think that they are in this country. So when you see the attendance, if you are of the English media, you're going to take a shot at the attendance and you're going to take a shot at Atlanta instead of talking about how, well, maybe Chelsea needs to put some work in if they want to be a bigger draw in this country, because they talk about being such a big club. Also, by the way, next time they sign a player from the city that they're visiting, like they did last summer, maybe tip off the manager when he does the press conference to talk about that player and not act like he had no idea who he was. I don't know. Maybe that will help you engender some goodwill in the community. Just a thought. Manchester City, so they play at Philadelphia tomorrow. They push through deals ahead of the tournament to get Ryan Cherki, to get Tiani Reinders, to get Ryan Altnuri, to get Marcus Bettinelli. They spent about £100 million in transfer fees ahead of the tournament to get this squad together. Pep Guardiola's trying to change things up a little bit. Sources are telling ESPN, I've seen this in quite a few different places over the last 24 hours, he wants the team to play faster. He wants the team to play a little bit more like PSG did last year. And I talked about it a lot last season, which was ended a few weeks ago. PSG, Luis Enrique, that was the best team in the world. Luis Enrique, the best manager in the world. He comes from the Barcelona school, but I think he modernized it a little bit. Pep might be taking some cues from that. Now, Pep will interpret it in his way, and I'm really curious to see how he puts his spin on it. But we might see a different kind of Manchester City under Pep. I think Ryan Cherki could make them look very different. Talk about an incredibly talented 1v1 player. I want to see how Cherki fits into this team. So it's Wydad and Manchester City tomorrow. First Moroccan team in Wydad to ever face an English team in an official match, an official competition. City have only played non-European teams twice before. Rodri could be back in the team. He had the long injury layoff. He came back at the end of the Premier League season. He could be starting. This is a wild number. Rodri, in his last 79 Manchester City appearances, Manchester City has lost one time. You wonder why they had a down year? Probably the injury to Rodri. One loss in 79 appearances for Rodri with Manchester City, and he could be in the starting lineup tomorrow as they play Wydad. Let's bounce over to the Gold Cup. Talked about it a little bit earlier. The U.S. men's national team, big win over Trinidad and Tobago on Sunday night, 5-0. Two goals from Malik Tillman, goals from Patrick Ajimon, from Brendan Aaronson, from Haji Wright. Good win. And they needed a good win. They needed a win like that. They needed a strong first half after what we saw in the friendlies leading into the tournament. Now, can they continue to build? We'll find out on Thursday, 9:15 kick. They play Saudi Arabia, who also won in game one of the group stage. Interesting one in this Saudi Arabia guest team in the Gold Cup in CONCACAF. Be curious to see how this matchup goes. Two very different kinds of teams. Could be an intriguing one, and it's a good test for the U.S. in this one. Canada and Honduras. Canada's up 2-0 at halftime. Curaçao and El Salvador, they played earlier tonight, scoreless draw. Mexico and Dominican Republic, that was one of my favorite games I've seen in the last week. The Dominican Republic was so much fun to watch. And the Inter-Miami product, who's moved on from the club, Edison Ascona, he was trying to take everybody on the dribble in the second half of that game, and he succeeded more often than not. Dominican Republic really took Mexico to the wire in that one. Could have found a way to tie it 3-3. They ended up losing 3-2. This is a program, and we talk about CONCACAF and the haves and the have-nots. U.S., Mexico, Canada, maybe Costa Rica. Different class in CONCACAF than your Dominican Republics and your Curaçaos and some of your others. But the Dominican Republic, you look at what they've done at the youth national team level, getting to World Cups. They got to the Olympics last time. A lot of young talent has been developing. And when you have CONCACAF Nations League and you have the expanded Gold Cup and you have these competitive games, they get better every time they get that access to it. And that takes me back to the Club World Cup a little bit here. A lot of people wanted to harp on Auckland City losing to Bayern. I don't know why. It's a semi-pro team against the Bundesliga champions. The result, duh. Maybe the margin of the result, but margins and these things, game state matters. This was a very difficult game for Auckland City. You had guys taking off work. I think a couple guys couldn't get off work. Guys are working remotely during the tournament, playing the biggest games of their lives. But this is how you get better. We've seen this in every tournament that has expanded. The first time, you get some games with teams that are out of their depth. Well, how do they get into that depth? They play. How do you get better? You get access to playing the best, and you learn, and you develop. The Dominican Republic and what they're doing in CONCACAF, that's a team I want to watch. That's a team I want to see develop. That's a team that, hey, you're looking for talent. You're Atlanta United and you're looking at scouting talent. Well, you might want to go look at Dominican Republic and what they're bringing through and bring some of those players in with the personality that they showed in that game against Mexico. You can get better and you can see these things happen in real time if you're paying attention and not just falling into the trap of gatekeeping or complaining or saying things can't change or it's got to be like it always was. Don't be that. Don't be that. Don't waste your time with that. I've been really entertained by both the Gold Cup and the Club World Cup, and we're only really getting started. So here in Atlanta, Thursday, we've got Miami and Porto. Huge game. Both teams scoreless draws in game one. Porto and Palmeiras with a scoreless draw in that one. Miami and Al Ahly with a scoreless draw in that one. This group feels wide open. If Miami can get a result here, then they'll go into the final game with Palmeiras with an opportunity to advance, which would be huge for Major League Soccer. Be big for the tournament as well, obviously, with Lionel Messi. Messi expected to play. He was fired up in game one. So I'm going head-to-head with people. So I'm talking some smack. He almost scored one of the most ridiculous goals I've ever seen in my life at the end of the game. A short corner that was played back to him from way outside. Wide, almost curled it into the upper corner. An incredible save from the Al Ahly goalkeeper, and he ends up banging his back on the post, keeping it out. Messi's up for this tournament. That should tell you a lot about how a lot of players are feeling about it. Then Sunday night, Manchester City and Al Ain from the United Arab Emirates. I don't know what to expect from them. I'm really excited about getting to watch a Pep Guardiola team in my hometown. Pep Guardiola has influenced the game in so many ways. And of course, you want to go back to negativity and toxicity. A lot of people are complaining about all the greatness that Pep Guardiola has given you as a coach over the last few decades. People are complaining about it and saying it's ruined the game and it's done this and it's done that. No, it hasn't. Oh, he doesn't want players to play with personality. No, he had Lionel Messi in his teams. He had Arjen Robben in his teams. He had Franck Ribéry in his teams. He's had plenty of players who have plenty of personality and plenty of individual skills. Every team is different. I think you're going to see a little bit different Manchester City, maybe because they got Rodri back, one of the best players in the world, the Ballon d'Or winner. It's going to be an entertaining one with City and Al Ain. That is Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Tickets available, FIFA.com/tickets. Some good deals available as well. Go check those out. Would love to see y'all in the building at the Benz on Thursday afternoon, 3 p.m. kick, or Sunday night, 9 p.m. We're going to have all kinds of content. We had a full-time report-ish on an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special yesterday after the match. We'll have that again on Thursday. We'll have that again on Sunday. Lots of good stuff coming for you on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. More coming after the break. We're going to get into the 3-4-3, three headlines, three local stories, four headlines, and three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. 3-4-3 coming up in five on AST on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's time for the 3-4-3, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Before we jump in, Chris Kilroy listening out there on 92.9 The Game. He said the Club World Cup's been entertaining, and he thinks Group E is wide open after tonight, with River winning today, Monterrey and Inter drawing. The matches with River Plate and Inter and River and Rayados are going to be a blast. River and Rayados, there might be multiple red cards in that one. River and Inter, there might be multiple red cards too. Those are going to be a blast. Now we're starting to get into the soccer storylines of the Club World Cup. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for Thursday either with Miami and Porto. But the 3-4-3, it's three local stories, it's four headlines, it's three things that make me smile about this game. Start on the local side. Number one, Decatur FC. They are a perfect 6-0-0 in the WPSL Peachtree Division. They won 4-0 on Sunday night in Canton over Georgia Impact. Hugely decisive second half of the first half for Decatur. They took control of the match in that second portion of the first half. Allie Plano came off the bench and just tilted the game completely Decatur's way with a goal and an assist. They host Impact on Friday night in downtown Decatur, Decatur High School. Great environment. Could be a record-setting crowd on Friday night. If Decatur wins, then they clinch the Peachtree Division, and they will move on into the WPSL playoffs. Number two on the local stories, Presley Freeman of BYU and Anna Weir of Virginia Tech, also who plays for Georgia Impact. They were both called in for the first Women's College Talent ID camp organized by U.S. Soccer. Freeman and Weir, both products of soccer in the state of Georgia, both originally from Georgia before going off to play in college elsewhere. This camp, it's part of the U.S. Youth National Team's new scouting strategy. They want to increase programming opportunities for college-specific players with high potential. So this would help out the U.S. U18s, then the U19s, the U20s. I think it also really helps out the NWSL, USL Super League, WPSL Pro, which is starting next year, in terms of scouting players and seeing them against some of the best of the best. All of the field players invited to this camp limited prior programming with the U.S. Soccer Youth National Teams. So it's an opportunity to see some players that really haven't been part of the Youth National Team pools before. It's a collaboration also between the U.S. Women's National Team staff, the Youth National Team staff, and the Talent ID staff. I love this initiative by U.S. Soccer because there are always players that get missed. There are always players who are late developers, and they need to get seen and they need to get noticed. I love this. I hope they do it on the men's side as well, and I hope this helps increase the player pool and increase opportunities for some of these players. Number three on the local side, Derek Williams of Atlanta United. He's going to miss the next 3 to 4 weeks after suffering a partial tear of the peroneal longus tendon in his right foot. I had to look it up too. I think I've partially torn mine a few times. It happens essentially when you roll your ankle. It can happen when you roll your ankle. Other kinds of twists and turns. It's related to an ankle sprain. There's probably athletic trainers who are screaming at me right now because that's not accurate. It's the closest thing I can describe it as. He's going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks. His rehabilitation process is going to determine actually when he gets back. Hopefully it's on the sooner side of that. They're going to need him. Yes, there are rumors right now. Tom Bogert had a rumor about an incoming potential center back who would be available on a free. We'll see if that comes to fruition. Wouldn't surprise me if you go out and you make some moves in the summer window, which has another 5 weeks until you get there. So it's going to be a minute before players can come in, and you're going to have to deal with that time without Derek Williams, who will be injured. Four headlines. Let's get into it. I'm Jason Longshore, by the way. This is the Atlanta Soccer Tonight. This is the 3-4-3. Number one on the headlines, Gennaro Gattuso, the new manager of the Italian national team. One of the feistiest players that I've ever seen in my life. One of the feistiest managers I've ever seen in my life. Go look up some of his interviews at various stops along the way. He just left Hajduk Split from Croatia, and now he's in charge of the Italian national team. He'll make his debut on the bench in the crucial World Cup qualifier against Estonia in September. Then they will play Israel. They're going to have a one in November against Norway that will essentially be must win to try to get an automatic qualification spot. Otherwise, they're going through the playoffs next March. And Italy is on the precipice of missing their third straight World Cup. Be crazy. If Gattuso gets him there, that's going to be an amazing story. I just want Gattuso, Cam, because there's no telling what he says or does on the touchline. Number two, let's stay in Italy. Crazy story here in the relegation playout match. So you don't just get automatically relegated in certain spots in Italy. You have to have a playout. It's not a playoff. It's a playout. So in Serie B, the second division, it is a relegation playout between Salernitana and Sampdoria. Sampdoria was supposed to be relegated automatically, but then another team, Brescia, had so many financial irregularities that they're going to go broke and go out of business and drop down divisions anyway. They broke rules with their financial irregularity, so they got automatically relegated. So Sampdoria got to go into the play-out game against Salernitana. Well, Sampdoria won the first leg 2-0 in Genoa. That was played last Sunday. Second match was supposed to be played on Friday. However, Salernitana, within hours of the match, huge outbreak of food poisoning. 21 people across players and staff had to go to the hospital. So they appealed for the second leg to be pushed back. It will be pushed back to Sunday. They get a couple extra days to recover. And there's been some reports that it had to do with bad rice. And that's what ended up making them sick. Holy, no good. Number three, headlines. Fresh off the USL Super League Championship, Tampa Bay Sun, they won the championship recently. They announced, along with Tampa business leader Daryl Shaw and the United Soccer League, that they are going to build a stadium, 15,000 seats. It'll be located on the waterfront at Ybor Harbor in Tampa. It's going to be there's going to be a boutique hotel. It's going to be a huge development, 33 acres, mixed use, residential, retail, restaurant, hotel, office towers. The USL headquarters will move into this. USL Super League, their championship was just held. Tampa Bay won it. 1-0 win against Florida rivals Fort Lauderdale United. Sold out crowd at Riverfront Stadium in downtown Tampa. This would be a big move up into a bigger venue if they can get this done. Really exciting for USL, really exciting for Tampa Bay Sun and the women's game to see this kind of a stadium being built for a team that's only one season old. Very exciting. Number four on the headlines. Maybe one reason why you're talking about building the stadium. Nielsen Sports just did a survey and said that women's soccer is set to become one of the world's top five sports by 2030. The global fan base is projected to grow by 38% to reach more than 800 million people. Major women's tournaments and more exposure to them has driven a lot of the interest. For example, in Switzerland, the women's football fan base grew 22% in 2024 last year ahead of the Euros that they are hosting. In the UK, women's fan interest grew by 15% in the 2 years after England won the Euros in 2022. In the US, NWSL viewership has increased 18% year on year. More games televised, more games in better spots to be televised, more consistency in the television. Really cool to see. The participation side of it is surging too. In China, 300% growth in girls playing soccer. In France, 150%. In France, one of the biggest soccer countries in the world, on the women's side, wasn't that. Now it's getting there. 150% growth. Spain, 95% growth. The defending World Cup champions. The Dutch, 25%. UK, 24%. Huge increases in the last 5 years. According to Nielsen Sports, women's soccer will be one of the world's top five sports by 2030. It's a huge statement. That's a really exciting thing. And I think we're seeing that play out in this country. We're seeing it with things like Tampa Bay Sun building a stadium. We're seeing it with things like Georgia Impact turning pro and having a professional team next year as another professional option, a third professional women's soccer league in this country. We're seeing the growth coming. It's exciting to see. And it sounds like worldwide, the women's game is going to be poised to be one of the top five along with the men's game. Fascinating. And when we talk about, you know, attendance and we talk about TV ratings and we talk about reactions to the Club World Cup and all that, I think what you have to keep in mind is here in the US, we get really hung up on attendance a lot. And oh, yeah, that's a real problem. It's a real problem in soccer because that's how people have always judged it. Then they've kind of shifted to the TV ratings at times too. The game's growing at a rate across the men's game and the women's game that we've never seen before in this country. It's not going anywhere. It needs to be the same conversation that we have, for example, in Atlanta about the Falcons. When attendance is bad for a Sunday 1 o'clock kickoff against a bad team and stadium isn't full, does anybody think the Falcons are going anywhere? No. Does anybody think that there's a problem with the NFL? No. It's because it's not a great game and maybe the Falcons haven't been playing great. It happens. That's sports. Not always gloom and doom. everything is really starting to grow in a really good way. And I think the women's game, in terms of soccer's overall growth, especially in this country, the women's game is going to be a massive, massive part of it. All right, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Number one, our old friend Luis Araujo, our Brazilian winger for previously for Atlanta United, who came here from France, went back to Brazil. He was outstanding last night for Flamengo. His assist on the opener, such an underrated little play. It was across to the back post. He brought it down off the volley, cushioned it to Jorginho Arrascaeta, who had a great finish. Okay, really good play for Araujo. Very cool to see. I was very happy for him. Then, the goal he scored. 1-2 with Jorginho, who has joined Flamengo from Arsenal. And it's the kind of goal that I don't think we saw enough of during his time in Atlanta, and we knew he was always capable of. Player who I felt like always worked so hard for the team and just could not finish, could not make that final play in front of goal. Well, he did last night for Flamengo in a big win against Esperance from Tunisia. A huge night for Luis Araujo. Really cool to see. Definitely brought a smile to my face. Number two, I mentioned it earlier, the LAFC fans. We did a pregame show over at Wild Leap and Centennial Yards. Really cool vibe over there as they did an awesome tailgate experience at Centennial Yards on the steel bridge that links to Castleberry Hill. Wild Leap was hopping. The LAFC fans, I don't know how organized it was, but they took over Wild Leap. All the chants, all the songs. They marched down the bridge. They made noise for the entire 90 minutes in full support of their team, even when the game was getting away from them a little bit at the end and it was 2-0 Chelsea. The coolest moment of the game, and the one that will always stick to me when I think about this match and Club World Cup, is Igor Jesus, the holding midfielder for LAFC, who had a really good first half, by the way. He made a big play blocking a cross right in front of the LAFC fans in the first half. And he turned and he was pumping his fists at them and like asking them to keep making noise. It was such a cool moment of connection between the player and the fans, and the player appreciating and feeling what the fans were bringing. Loved to see the LAFC fans made it. I think about 200 in the organized group that was there. I'm sure some others made their way there as well. But about 200 or so made it. There were more that were going to come, and flight delays and things affected it. But they made noise like they were 2,000. So impressed with the LAFC fans who were at Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday. And number three, I kind of mentioned it at the start of the segment, the matchups that we're seeing in this tournament. I can't wait to see River and Monterrey. Sergio Ramos, who scored tonight, by the way. Sergio Ramos against an Argentine team? There might be blood. That's going to be crazy. River against Inter with maybe a tournament spot advancing on the line. Whew, that's going to be huge. LAFC, I want to see what they can do the rest of the way. I think they had the most difficult opponent in the first game. Flamengo's going to be difficult for them, but I think Denny Bouanga can exploit them. And Esperance is a very winnable game for LAFC. The PSG-Atleti game, I mean, PSG was brilliant. I can't wait to see more of these matchups, especially as the games take on more and more importance as we go. It's Miami and Porto on Thursday. It's Manchester City and Al Ain on Sunday night. We'll be talking about all of them all over Off the Woodwork. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you've got us as your favorite on the Odyssey app. And I'll be back next Tuesday from Columbus, Ohio, where we talk about Atlanta United going in to face the Columbus Crew. That's on Wednesday night, but we'll have Atlanta Soccer Tonight next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Have a good night, everybody. Adios.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.